Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, though, let's head out on the WadeFord.com hotline. Welcome in Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News. Vinny covers the NFL draft for the Sporting News, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us. Vinny, the defensive line, a top need for the Falcons. A lot of draft analysts feel like this is a very deep draft for defensive linemen. When the Falcons go at 14, give us a couple of names that could still be there for Atlanta.
Well, I think you have to look at Ed Oliver, because some people don't know what to do with this guy. He's super talented, but is he an end? Is he a tackle? What kind of scheme does he fit in the best? So I just like with this scheme, you have so many guys that are hybrid players right now that you want to look at them as guys you can put on the end on the early downs and then slide them inside and rush the passer. We know with Dan Quinn, that history with Michael Bennett and some of the guys that they have, that scheme is perfect for players like that. So Ed Oliver, maybe Cleveland Farrell of Clemson drops a little bit now with some of the things that have happened earlier in the first round. So those two guys are the targets there. I think Christian Wilkins as well from Clemson. Versatility. That's what the name of the game is right now. If you've got a hybrid front and Dan Quinn taking over the play calling, I think those are the three guys that I would look at there for Atlanta.
Hey, Vinny, Tevin Coleman, who was back up here for 4 years, he just signed out with the San Francisco 49ers, and the Falcons need a backup running back. They have Ito Smith, but I'm talking about more of a bigger back. I'm a big Benny Snell fan. A lot of people talk about Elijah Holyfield. Who are some mid-round backs maybe that they can go for to back up Devontae Freeman or even take over from start if he does get hurt again?
Yeah, I think with Benny Snell, you hit that right on the head. He's a great power back. If you're looking for a guy that's going to finish in the red zone and be a good complement to a guy like Devontae Freeman, I think he's a guy – he wouldn't give you too much versatility, but I think you're fine with that because, you know, Devontae can be a big pass catcher as well. I think Holyfield, a little bit disappointing combine there. I think Snell, they dropped a little bit. So these are some good values that you could get, I think, even on day three of the draft.
Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we talk about the upcoming NFL draft. Elijah Holyfield from Georgia, Vinny, he didn't post a good 40 time at the NFL combine. How much does that hurt?
Well, I think in this class where there's a bunch of the speedsters everywhere, you look at Justice Hill of Oklahoma State. He's a guy that has some power but showed some amazing speed there at the combine. So when you have a lot of fast backs and you look in relation to a guy that's a little slower, you have to have some special qualities. I think that definitely hurt him. I think with Benny Snell, I think there's a little bit more of that history of production there that you can trust a little bit versus Holyfield. But looking at these backs, I think it's going to be a tough market. Once you get past Josh Jacobs, you're looking at his teammate at Alabama, Damian Harris, probably going pretty high. You're looking at Devin Singletary, the guy that I also like in this draft, and David Montgomery. So I think those make up the early backs, and those are the complete guys with speed. So if you're kind of limited here, if you're a power back and you're slow, it's going to be hard in this particular draft to go beyond the fourth round of this one.
Hey, Vinny, I think we're pretty much locked in who, I guess you could say, locked in quarterbacks, Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins. But right now, who would be that third guy? Is it a Drew Lock? Is it a Daniel Jones? Because we know one thing, quarterbacks are always overdrafted.
Yeah, I mean, people are looking at those two guys, Lock and Jones. I mean, I'm starting to like Will Greer more and more.
Really?
I think somebody might be a mistake to pass on him because I just like the way he carries himself, the attitude. Look at the combine. I think he did himself a lot of favors. Leader of a team for so many years. He's used to the spotlight with his family, so no team is going to be too big for him. So if I'm like the New York Giants and I got number 6 and 17, I might use those to get the best player available, help my defense, and wait for Will Greer in a later round. So the key in this draft is don't force the issue of quarterback. If you don't totally like Drew Lock or Daniel Jones and Murray and Haskins are off the board, don't lock into it, because if you struggle next year, you know, Tua Tagovailoa and Justin Herbert are coming. And if you struggle for 2 years, you know, Trevor Lawrence is coming. So you just have to keep that in the back of your mind that you're going to have to commit to this guy for a while. And if you're not totally sold on that guy for 3 to 4 years, then I would pass and maybe take a flyer on a guy later in the draft like Will Grier or Ryan Finley.
Vinny, we saw five quarterbacks go in the first round last year. How many do you think go in the first round this year?
I'll put the over under at 3.5 for you. That's what I would put it through the Vegas line right now, 3.5. It'd be a tough line to bet on, but I'm not sure the Giants are going to go there, and that kind of throws things off, and we have the trickle down. The next team that would look at it is the Broncos at number 10. Then you look at the Dolphins, probably looking at quarterback right now, because if they're cutting ties with Ryan Tannehill, they don't really have a veteran option. So they would be the next team in line. And you have to, then it's a wild card after that. Are the Redskins going to go after a quarterback? Are they happy with Case Keenum in the short term? So I think that's where it gets tricky. I think there's three spots where you could see a quarterback go for sure, starting with number one. But after that, I think, again, Jones or Locke, I think one of them might be disappointed in this first round.
Are you buying this notion that Arizona takes Kyler Murray first overall?
Well, I think they tried to disguise it pretty well by not showing up to his pro day, except they sent a whole bunch of scouts there. They didn't send any of the big-name guys. But they know this guy really well. I think you look at this NFL, it's a copycat league. Everyone wants that exciting, dynamic player that does basketball things on the court, like Patrick Mahomes and this offense with Cliff Kingsbury. It seems to all line up with taking Kyler Murray, but the flip side of that, they got to get a taker for Josh Rosen here. And I think they're asking for a second-round pick right now, but they might have to settle for a third-rounder. They can't get stuck with both these contracts. So I think people are maybe holding Arizona to that, where they know they have to move Rosen if they're going to go with Murray, and then maybe lowball them and get a first-round pick from just last year, two rounds later with his value.
Hey, Vinny, a position that's near and dear to my heart is the tight end position, and those two guys from Iowa and T.J. Hockenson and Noah Fant, I mean, they're special breeds. Who do you think will go first and why?
I think it's T.J. Hockenson. He's more of the complete guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at George Kittle and see what he can do. He's just an explosive receiver, but also a very good blocker. Mm-hmm. Noah Fant is more that offline tight end, you know, that can create mismatches down the middle of the field. He's more of a luxury guy to me, where Hockenson can be more of that nuts and bolts type tight end that really takes over games here with his blocking. I think he has the upside of being like a Gronkowski, to be the best all-around tight end in the game. So I think you go with Hockenson more there. But I think Fant, you got to be a little bit tolerant that he might be like Eric Ebron coming out, that he's going to be more of a pure receiver, and you got to live with that for a while.
But are they both first-round picks, you think?
I think Fant is borderline to me, because you also have a kid from Alabama, Irv Smith, who's climbing up quickly. He's not just quite as big as O.J. Howard. I think people were surprised in this process. A solid blocker, you know, from Alabama, they're going to be that on the baseline. But I think they're surprised how good of a receiver he is. So I could see him going late, and I have him right now in the mock draft going to Green Bay there with that second first-round pick.
Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News. You can find him sportingnews.com. He covers the NFL draft. He's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Vinny, one of the guys that has been linked to the Falcons is an offensive lineman that they may have some interest in, and Cody Ford from Oklahoma. Well, when you watch that guy, when you take a look at him, what stands out about him?
Well, I like his versatility. I think he's a very tough run blocker. It's a good team for him in Oklahoma, and with Rodney Anderson and opening holes for him there. I think he did a great job. I think he's a bit raw. What do you think about him as an offensive tackle? So that's going to be the decision for Atlanta. You just got James Carpenter, Jamon Brown, central guards, but you also let Ryan Schrader go. So you have to see if Cody Ford is somebody that you could trust in putting at the right tackle right away. I think that's probably his best NFL position. Based on his development, I don't think he's a left tackle pass protector. You don't need that in Atlanta, of course, with Jake Matthews. So I think for them he would be a pretty darn good pick if they're indeed looking for Schrader's replacement.
Vinny, appreciate the time, man. And, again, want to encourage folks to check out your handiwork, sportingnews.com.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.